These young Yemeni activists here are marking the 65th anniversary of Nakba Day, translated as Day of Catastrophe, when Israel was created back in 1948. In this conference organized by the Arab Youth Foundation, the young Yemeni activists put up a play in a bid to call attention to the mass forced expulsion and displacement of millions of Palestinians on Nakba Day. The play also criticized the Arab and Islamic nations' silence over the 65 years of illegal occupation of the Palestinian territories by Israel. Activists say promoting unity throughout the Muslim world is the only solution to counter the Israeli decades-long occupation.
As long as we, the youth, are here, we will never be silent until Palestine is liberated. We all need to join hands in this cause and answer our conscience. Where is the Arab conscience? It is your conscience which is now calling on you to replant the olive tree of peace in Palestine, because Palestinian children are tired of hearing sounds of bullets and bombs.
We are calling every Muslim country, every Muslim person in the world, that these Palestinians are our brothers, and we have to all of us just unite to raise this unfair occupation on the Palestinian lands, to return the Palestinian, the migrants, Palestinian, to their lands, because they have the rights to go back to their lands.
The conference also saw a moving speech by a representative of the Al Quds International Foundation, in which he raised awareness about the Palestinian issue, warning against efforts to pose it as an isolated issue.
They have water-drowned the masses into believing that Palestinians should solve their own issues. Because of this, Palestinian children, women, and elderly cannot step out of their homes to go to school or to the market because, sadly, they know that there's no one out there to defend them.
The activists have also launched a petition against the British-led Balfour Declaration of 1917. Which legitimized the creation of Israel. The Arab Youth Foundation for Support of Muslim Issues strongly condemns what it calls the international silence over the 65 years of illegal Israeli occupation of Palestinian land, which they believe could not have happened without the betrayal of some Arab nations. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, Sana'a.